Chapter 8. Hasan ibn al-Haytham, 965 to 1040, Basra, Iraq. More than 1,000 years ago, a scholar called Hasan ibn al-Haytham lived in Baghdad, in Iraq. At that time, Baghdad was famous for learning, and young al-Haytham was famous too. He thought that he was the best. "I'm very clever. I can even stop the floods on the River Nile," he said. One day, Al-Hakim, the Egyptian Khalifa, ruler, heard about this. So he brought Al-Haytham to his home and said, "Let's see if you are as clever as you say. Stop the floods on the Nile." Al-Haytham was afraid. People called Al-Hakim the mad Khalifa. Sometimes he killed people for fun. "I can't say no," Al-Haytham thought. "He'll kill me." But after months of research and experiments to try and stop the floods, Al-Haytham knew that it was not possible. "The Khalifa will be angry. He might kill me for this," he thought. "What can I do?" "I know. Al-Hakim won't kill me if he thinks that I'm mad." His plan worked. Al-Hakim did not kill him, but Al-Haytham was a prisoner in his own house for 10 long years. Al-Haytham was a prisoner, but he used this time well. He was still a scientist, and he studied light. One day, he was sitting in a dark room. He saw sunlight coming in through a very small pinhole. The light made an upside-down image of the world outside. He quickly got a box and made his own small pinhole camera. Al-Haytham kept experimenting with the pinhole. He showed for the first time that light travels into the eyes and in a straight line. One night, the mad Khalifa disappeared. Al-Haytham was free. He studied even harder. He became one of the best scientists of his time because he checked all his ideas carefully, and his discoveries about light changed our understanding of the world around us. For hundreds of years, many of the world's greatest scientists used Al-Haytham's ideas in their own experiments. He did an experiment and made a pinhole camera. Pinhole. Upside down image. Interesting fact. Another way to write Al-Haytham's name is Al-Hazen. There is a place on the moon called Al-Hazen.